Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Hey.
What's good?
I love this story. It's actually a local one. Robert O'Connor, he's from Boston, and for 10 years, his heart condition was taking over his body. He was on medication for it, but he found himself being flown to Tufts Medical Center to fight for his life. He was then placed on a special type of life support that was meant to keep his heart pumping, but there was no way of knowing how long it would last and if he'd ever be able to get off of it with his weak heart. He had been bedridden in the hospital for weeks when some life-changing news just changed it all for him. Sadly, there was a tragic accident of a 16-year-old boy named Dakota in Virginia, but local Bostonian Robert was next for a heart transplant, and he got it, sadly, because of that death. But what's so touching about this story is what he did for the boy's family in Virginia. He made a Build-A-Bear that they could keep forever with his new heartbeat inside of it. Dakota's heartbeat, but obviously it's Robert's as well, because his heart now share the same heart. Listen to a clip of him talking about it.
We talked about meeting. Someday in the future we'll meet so they could hear the heart. And I said, hopefully this will help until we can meet.
Oh, it's just so sweet. Robert keeps the memory of Dakota in his heart emotionally and literally. But Robert is also ready for a new life because of this. Listen to him here.
Just being able to get outside, walk, do anything, go swimming with my granddaughter in my pool, just getting back to life.
Mm. I just read that story and I thought it was so touching.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful story. And when you say they put a Build-A-Bear, it's like they recorded the heartbeat.
Exactly.
And then it's in the Build-A-Bear, so if you press a button on the bear,
you can hear the heartbeat.
The thump of the heart.
Exactly.
That's gorgeous.
Very, very sweet.
I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Anytime we talk about organ transplant, things like that, my brother died when he was 23 years old of a brain aneurysm. And the only good thing to come out of that horrible, horrible situation was the fact that he was an organ donor. Mm. And because of that, now a part of him is living on in somebody else. And
that's so beautiful.
That's the only good thing that possibly came out of that situation, is it meant that somebody else got a second chance at life.
Yep.
Because of his liver and because of his heart and eyes and everything.
Everything. And same with Robert.
Mm-hmm.